DeepEnglish.com. Fate or Random Chance? Fluency Booster. Part C. The next day, on August 7th, he traveled 300 kilometers home to Nagasaki. What did he do the next day? The next day, he traveled 300 kilometers home to Nagasaki. What was the date? The date was August 7th. On August 8th, he went to a doctor and got help for his burns. He was still badly hurt, but on August 9th, he returned to work. What did he do on August 8th? He went to a doctor and got help for his burns on August 8th. Was he better the next day? No, he was still badly hurt. Did he rest? No, he didn't rest. He returned to work. His boss couldn't believe his story about one bomb destroying the whole city of Hiroshima. As he was explaining what happened, the second atomic bomb in history fell on Nagasaki. Did his boss believe his story? No, his boss didn't believe his story. What happened as he was talking about the first bomb? As he was talking about the first bomb, the second atomic bomb in history fell on Nagasaki. Again, he was only 3 kilometers away from the bomb. He said he felt the atomic bomb was following him. How far was he away from the bomb this time? This time he was only 3 kilometers away from the bomb. What did he say about the bomb? He said he felt the bomb was following him. Luckily, this time he was not hurt by the bomb blast, but he did get exposed to poisonous radiation for the second time. What was he exposed to? He was exposed to poisonous radiation. Tsutomu lived a long life, but he and his family suffered a lot from the effects of the bomb. Tsutomu lost hearing in his left ear for the rest of his life, and for many years he had to wear bandages for his burns. Did Tsutomu live a long life? Yes, Tsutomu lived a long life. Did his family suffer? Yes, his family suffered a lot from the effects of the bomb. What happened to Tsutomu's hearing? He lost hearing in his left ear for the rest of his life. He lived to the age of 83, but he and his wife both experienced many radiation-related diseases. Even his children, who were born after the bomb, suffered from health problems caused by radiation. How long did he live? He lived to the age of 83. What kinds of diseases did he and his wife experience? They experienced radiation-related diseases. Were his children healthy? No, his children weren't healthy. They suffered from health problems caused by radiation. Later in life, Tsutomu became an activist against nuclear weapons. He believed that God chose him to experience the bomb twice. What did Tsutomu do later in life? Later in life, Tsutomu became an activist against nuclear weapons. Did he believe in God? Yes, he believed that God chose him to experience the bomb twice. He believed it was his fate to experience both atomic bombs so he could teach people about the dangers of nuclear weapons. Did Tsutomu believe in fate? Yes, he believed in fate. What was Tsutomu's fate? He believed it was his fate to experience both atomic bombs so he could teach people about the dangers of nuclear weapons. What do you think about these stories? Tsutomu used his experiences to teach many people about the dangers of nuclear war, but was it just chance for him to be in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki on those days? Or was it fate for him to experience the only two atomic bombs in history? Was he incredibly unlucky, or was he incredibly lucky to have survived? Was it all just a coincidence? What about the two Lauras? Is their story also a story of random chance or fate? Some people think everything is random. Does everyone believe in fate? No, everyone doesn't believe in fate. Some people think everything is random. Imagine you are a single blade of grass, surrounded by millions of blades of grass just like you. One day, a golf ball lands on your head. You might think, why me? If you were a single blade of grass, what would you think? You might think, why me? Why has this terrible thing happened to me? Of all the millions of blades of grass, why me? You might think the golf ball hitting you was fate. Would you think the golf ball hitting you was fate? Yes, you might think that the golf ball hitting you was fate. Now imagine you are a golfer. You hit the golf ball and watch it fall on a blade of grass. Do you think, why did my golf ball hit that blade of grass? Of all the millions of blades of grass, why has this happened to to that blade of grass. It must be fate. Or do you think there is no meaning to where the ball landed? It was just random chance. Is life full of meaning or randomness? Do you see fate or chance in life's coincidences?